So cognitive behavioral therapy is actually a psychotherapy or a talking therapy, and it's specifically gauged to address thoughts and behaviors related to mood. It's a skills-based therapy, and we work with the kids to help them modify their thinking that leads to negative mood, and also to get more active and more social, to modify behaviors that tend to elevate mood.
Now, what does this do that medication for depression does not?
So medication acts on the chemicals in the brain, whereas the cognitive behavior therapy is more skills-based, where things that they can do differently to maintain their mood and to elevate their mood. So it's a different approach. We think it's really important for keeping these kids well, and that's the way we used it in this particular clinical trial.
Where did the idea for this come from?
Clinical trials to date have focused on the acute illness, so when they first get sick. And these trials have been pretty effective in getting the kids well, but what we find is that rates of relapse of these kids, the depression coming back, are between 40% and 70%.
That's very high.
Very high. So I worked with my colleague, Dr. Graham Emsley, who's done a lot of the early trials with medication and getting kids well. But even with medication, we find high rates of relapse. So together, we decided we needed to test new strategies to keep these kids from having the depression come back. And so we thought, with cognitive behavior therapy being more prophylactic, adding it on after the children responded to medication treatment would be a strategy that might keep them well. And that's exactly what we found.
Has this not been done before? It seems like the kind of thing that would be tried
right before
now.
So mostly what is the focus has been primarily in the studies on getting the kids well, but not a lot on longer term strategies. And this is a longer term strategy. In addition, we have found in some of the trials that cognitive behavior therapy alone is effective, but it takes longer than medication. And so we really want to capitalize on the fact that medication is effective. It tends to work quicker. And then if we wait and add in the cognitive behavior therapy, we have a shot at keeping them from relapsing or the depression coming back. And that, again, is what we found.
Is this something that could be used with adults as well as kids?
There have been adult trials that find that adding the CBT after medication response is an effective way of preventing relapse.
So if I'm a parent of a child who suffers from depression, is this a reason for me to have hope?
I definitely think so. One, I think parents need to see that depression is an illness. It's very treatable. And this suggests that with this kind of therapy added to the medication and sequenced, I think it's very hopeful. I'm very pleased with the findings.